With today's Fruit Grower Report, I'm Bob Larson. As Asian markets begin the slow return to normal, the timing could be fortuitous for Northwest cherry growers who expect harvest to begin at the end of the month. NCG President BJ Thurlby says while exports are certainly a gray area in these times, cherry growers haven't been hurt like some food groups.
Now, my heart completely goes up to my potato growing friends over here in Eastern Washington, and we hope that these markets clean themselves up and we get restaurants open and food service becomes as important as it always has been to our country. But fresh cherries, which is what we work in, don't really have a strong, we call it, food service piece of where we're selling our fruit.
In that regard, Thurlby says, we're just different.
Because cherries are eaten, for the most part, as snacks out of hand. We don't have a huge food service component in our need for sales, where potato guys absolutely do. And Washington State leads the world in French fry production, and there's a reason for it. It's because we do a good job of it. But we're just going to hope to sell people fresh, healthy Northwest cherries here in the States and obviously offshore as well.
And the plunging cost of fuels, Thurlby says, might not be a bad thing for air shipments.
So it's been more affordable here the last week or so, and we think that's also a way that we can maybe deliver some fruit at cost-effective prices across the ocean.
So as harvest draws nearer, Thurlby says they're in contact with air freight lines.
Call those guys. Is a plane still there? Hold that plane. We have fruit.
Word is, Thurlby says, there should be ample room for cherries. Welcome back to another Fruit Bites, brought to you by Valent USA. With us again is Valent's Allison Walston. And this week, Allison, let's talk about IPM and whatever that stands for.
IPM, Integrated Pest Management, uses all of the tools available to help solve pest problems while focusing on minimizing the impact to the surrounding environment.
Well, sure, we should be targeting the pests, but it sounds like having a plan of action is pretty important.
Some examples include scouting for pests, encouraging natural enemies, focusing on long-term prevention, and planting disease-resistant varieties.
So this IPM is more than just pesticides, but every tool and tactic?
Yes. By incorporating biological control, cultural controls like removing wooden bins, irrigating at certain times, using forecasting to determine stages of pests, and just knowing your orchard history and how you can improve. All of that is IPM.
Well, thanks, Allison. Join us again next time for more Fruit Bites brought to you by Valent. Until then, I'm Bob Larson.
From the Ag Information Network of the West, I'm Bob Larson with your Fruit Grower Report.